Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the
Looks
Lord
like
and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message.
But we are back on the air here in Blog Talk Radio and the Warriors of the Bible, so we'll get into the program in just a few seconds, all right? Yeah. It's the Warriors of the Bible. Calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Prepare to hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior.
Of the Bible broadcast. We're back on the air. Don't know what happened a few minutes ago. Today's message is entitled Double-Minded. Double-minded people. Two souls. You have two souls. Two personalities. That's right. Amen in Jesus' name. And I will continue to what I was saying as I get into the Bible study. No idea how any person that has sanity can believe that one person, one man over another, makes a big difference in this leading this nation, the greatest procurer of pornography on the earth. Most of all the pornography that is pumped into the nations comes from Joe Biden's United States of America or Donald Trump's United States of America, and neither of them have any intentions of stopping it. What true believer would be out there marching and going against the government, which is unscriptural, to put one of these guys in? This is an absolute unbelievable, but I've seen worse. And, you know, the people of God should not have anything to do with this at all. But it is what it is, and it's going to happen as it's going to happen. And if you call yourself a born-again Christian and you're out there marching over from some things about ballots have been missing, but, you know, they can't show any evidence for it, or believing that the Democrats are God's people and the Republicans are the devils or some stuff like that, then you got some real problems, and I got some news for you. God is bringing it to the surface. Double-mindedness is the best example for that. If you'd like to give Brother James and the Warriors of the Bible an email, let us know how you enjoy the broadcast. PowerWarrior25, P-O-W-E-R 25, that's at yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you enjoy the program. Thank you so much for our brothers and sisters in India that are listening to us. Thank you so much. We love you so much for listening to the Warriors of the Bible. In New Zealand and Australia, thank you so much for listening to the Warriors of the Bible. We thank you so much and we love you. In the United Kingdom, They've got the stats separately here. I know Australia and New Zealand are part of the United Kingdom, but they've got them separate here. In the United Kingdom, in Britain, thank you so much. If that's Scotland, if you're part of it, you know, Wales or whatever, thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening to the Warriors of the Bible. We love you so much. And I'm so happy that you're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. Let's get into the Bible study today. We're going to go to James chapter 1, verse 8, and James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. If you got your Bibles, just read along. If you do not, just listen. James chapter 1, verse 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. James 4, verse 7 and 8. Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Today's message is entitled Double-Minded. Double-minded. You see, before you came to the Lord Jesus Christ, you were not double-minded. You had your mind made up for sin. You had your mind made up for your drink. You had your mind made up for lust. You had your mind made up to curse somebody out. You had your mind made up for adultery and fornication. You had your mind made up before you gave to Jesus Christ. I'm just going to be homosexual. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what's good, what feels good in my mind. But now that you've been cleansed and the demons are supposed to have left your spirit, amen, you're double-minded. How could you be double-minded? How can a person be double-minded and unstable? This is what double-minded leads to. Unstability in all of his ways, in the ways of a man. The control center of a man is the mind, not the spirit when you're born again. You have to make your mind up every instance to be run by your spirit, not the other way. Well, he's saved. He's a pastor. He's healed the sick. She's a woman of God. Yet look what I heard about her. Look what he's doing. That's because the mind is the command center of a human being. What comes out of the spirit, before you can do it, it has to go through the mind. Now, here's what the scripture says. If you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts, the desires of the flesh. The word flesh doesn't mean your toes and your neck and your abdomen or your sexual parts. It means, the flesh means meat, carnal, carnea, carnal. It means human. And your human body cannot move. You cannot get up and move out of the bed unless the mind, which is the command center, tells it to. So that word flesh always means the mind. Sometimes when you see in the scriptures the word your heart, you know, what immediately comes to our mind is this big red muscle that's in your chest. That's not it. The heart is the seat of your emotions. It's where your emotions sit at rest. Your heart is the seat of your emotions. Your thought life, that comes from the mind. So I'm going to give you an example here of a double-minded man. Now, the man here in the scriptures is a living Christian. This man loves God, keeps God's commandments. But there's another soul. I've said this before. We have two souls when we should have one. It is the soul, which is the mind, will, emotions, and then the thought life comes into play, that you have when you're born, your personality, and that soul is formed as you come up in life by demons because you're born in sin. You learn how to sin. If you live in an environment in which you do not, are exposed to evil, still a sinner in the remote parts of South America, in the jungles of South America, the jungles or the rainforest of South America, Brother James, are they sinners? Well, when they die, they can't go to heaven because they didn't know Jesus Christ. So there's not three instances here. There's not, well, purgatory, the Catholic teaching. It's not scriptural, and there's nobody in purgatory. They're sinners. They're born in sin. And unless you have a Savior and keep the commandments of that Savior, you're lost. So if you've never been exposed to Jesus Christ, you're lost. But Brother James, that's not right. Well, what's not right is that he saved your filthy self and that he's been long-suffering with your ungodly self because, amen, the young man that lived in the rainforest all of his life has no record of sin, but you ungodly devil, have a long record of sin. And there's a record that the Father nailed his Son on the cross for you. So maybe it's not fair. You need to praise God for yourself and fall on your knees till the spit comes out your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father, for your Son, for me. Amen. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled Double-Minded. The prodigal son is an example of a person who's double-minded. Now watch this. Here's a guy that was not stable in the mind. Now listen to me clearly. Listen to me very, very, very clearly. The prodigal son was not mentally disturbed or nothing. You and I are not mentally disturbed. The person that James, or the people that James is talking about in chapter 1, verse 8, and chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, are not mentally disturbed people or anything like that. We and the prodigal son wanted God's will. We wanted to live as Christians. I just said, when you were an unbeliever, your mind was stable to do the devil's work. It was stable, steadfast, headstrong. I'm going to get what I want. Okay? But when you become a believer, your mind lines up with your spirit. Your mind lines up with the Word of God. But the instability here, the prodigal son wanted God's will, but also wanted to do whatever he felt in his five senses to do. Raised a believer. Watch this. The prodigal son was raised a believer from what we could see. He was raised a believer in God. He never knew evil. From what we see, his father was a godly man along with his brother. Doesn't talk too much about the wife in the scripture, but his family was a godly family, and he never knew evil, the prodigal son. But in his family line, there had to be people, maybe even his dad, maybe even the one of the top characters in the story here, his father. There had to be people, maybe his dad, that liked to live it up at one time. Maybe his dad comes from a long line of sinners who like to get their party on and all that. I'm talking about maybe his dad, but definitely, without a doubt, in his family line from his mother and his father's side. Because what would prompt him to say, Dad, I'm God's son. We're believers in God. Give me all that belongs to me now, and I'm out of here. I mean, you can't put any blame in that scripture on anyone else but the prodigal son, because he was old enough to make his own decisions. He said, give it all to me, and I want to go. He, like a sinner, like I just said, when you were a sinner, there was no instability in your mind regarding the things of God. You didn't want to hear it, the things of God. So this guy, this prodigal son, is now acting as if he's never been saved. That's the word. Everybody say, you can act like you've never been saved out there. See, you can act like you've never seen the Lord if in the right circumstances. Like you've never, you know, this is how you get, you know, we use ministers because we only see the ministers and these pastors and whatnot in the news when you find out they've been cheating, they've had an affair with a woman for an ongoing affair for 10 years or something like that. Many people do that that are supposed to be Christians in that. You know, you just don't hear about them, but the ministers seem to be in the mail, in the news. How do they live one life and then live another? Their mind is double-minded. And they're not living an unusual life of sin on the side. The devil is not forcing them to do anything. They have not become demon-possessed. This is the life they used to live before they became a Christian. They're only doing what they used to do before they became a Christian. And some of the things that these people with the double minds that are back in sin are doing things they did 20, 30 years before they were a Christian. They go, the devil takes them all the way back. So the devil has something to do with it, but you still have a double mind that you're unstable in all your ways. So let's get back to the prodigal son. But first, you're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled, Amen. Double-minded. So when the scripture says when he came to himself, right? Let me get this right here. The scripture says he came to himself. What does that mean? I just said. The prodigal son was not demon-possessed, and the devil didn't have a whole lot to do with it, as the devil doesn't have a whole lot to do with you once you become enlightened with the word of God and know the will of God and you've lived as a Christian for a little amount of time. You know what's good and what's evil. You know the situation is, and you are the problem. Scripture says when he came to himself, that's not meant that he was possessed. He just came to the conclusion that he did not make the godly decision in his mind regarding this matter. The difference between him and maybe you and I is, by the grace of God, we may have been able to come to our senses, our godly senses, before it got that far. Some of us don't. Okay, I've heard about pastors having long-term affairs with other women, and then, of course, their church knew, found out about it, and I've heard about the wives knowing, of course. But, you know, the other woman decides to end, this one particular pastor I heard about, the other woman decides to end their 7-year relationship, amen, and the pastor, well, we call him a pastor, but he says, I love you and I'm not going to let you go. And she says, this 7-year relationship, illicit relationship is over. And he brings a shotgun with him and he blows her head off. How did it get that far? Well, the key of being double-minded, the idea that when the devil does get involved, he wants your mind to go back and your thoughts and your sensuality and your 5 senses to go completely away from what you've learned from God back to the way it was before you got saved. But again, because the demonic powers are involved in it and the demons that were influencing you before you became a Christian have legal right. That means God has given them legal right to take you further than you want to go. Satan introduces new things, more wicked things, a more wicked commandment in your life. Just what the Bible says. After the unclean spirit comes out of a man, when it returns, and it's always going to have to return, that's why I've said this before, whatever you get from God, it is normal for you to have to learn to fight the devil and win as much as God ordains it, because God is making you into himself. Who can fight the devil and win? Well, Jesus. Well, then that's who he's making you into. And fight the devil and win, but what you're fighting is the devil's strongholds and influences on your own mind, on your own desires, not demon-possessed as a Christian, not demon-oppressed so much as a Christian, is that the you likey, Okay? You gotta admit that you like it. You gotta admit that. Once you begin to admit that I still got sin in me, although I don't want to sin, you are then, this thing is manifesting, and whatever becomes manifested, whatever begins to manifest is revealing itself, which is the first step to victory when you can see now what you didn't see. Amen. The prodigal son, when he came to himself, doesn't mean he was demon-possessed. He just came to the conclusion that he did make an ungodly decision in this matter, as it is with our double minds. This could have never happened to the prodigal son. This could have never happened to this pastor I'm talking about. It could have never got that far if he would have cut it off, at least himself. I'm saying that he went into sin, okay. But if he would have cut it off, there's no doubt about it. God spoke to him over and over again. You know, you can watch something on television or say something that is not becoming of a Christian to somebody, and God, if the Holy Ghost lives in you, you get a check in your spirit. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going on YouTube, but if you see something there that's really wicked, and you will, especially with, you know, sexual things, and you just glance at it a little too far, you get a check in your spirit if the Holy Ghost is in you, if you're one of God's sons. He had to get many checks in his spirit. How many checks you think that David got in his spirit? A good example of a double-minded man. This pastor, you may not know him. Oh, he's nothing. But you know David. And you know David was God's man because God gave him the victory everywhere he went. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled Double-Minded. So we're going to get into how you can battle double-mindedness in a minute. But like I said before, the godly decision is one of the ways you combat this double-minded that we have. As it is with our double minds, we're going to focus on me and you, we are not stable in the matters of righteousness and can be pushed by our human personality. We know people, Christians, that have just, we call them Jesus freaks. They're just all out for Jesus. They don't have a double mind because they are just all out for Jesus. They cannot be tempted in that such a way because they just listen, I'm all out for the Lord. We might call him a Jesus freak, but listen, we need to be Jesus freaks. We're not stable in the matters of righteousness and can be pushed by our human personality triggered. The triggers, you got to know your triggers. You got to know what triggers, you know what triggers, but you got to recognize them more that can trigger your human personality. See, it's your human personality in your family life. If the prodigal son never was out there partying it up, he never knew what it could be like out there partying it up, never knew again, amen, what it would be like not to be on his father's farm or whatever. He had to get the thoughts from somewhere, and the thoughts, again, is not always our fault. In our family line, there is sin. We're born in sin and with the personalities and the ability to carry out the same sins that our father's side of the family, our mother's side of the family had. Again, as I don't want to get off the subject, salvation is deliverance. Going to heaven does not come into play until you take your last breath. But while you're living, we're talking about deliverance. And the difference between your dad and your mom and your uncle and your aunts that died unsaved, died in their sins, is God chose you to break the curse of sin in your generation. Got nothing to do with you saving nobody. Got nothing to do with you making anybody a believer. It's got to do with you. Amen. Now, the personality that is sensual or devilish when you were an unbeliever, okay? The personality that you had, which is sensual or devilish, when you were an unbeliever, you know, this did not happen because your mind was made up to sin, and you likey it. You likey sin before you were an unbeliever. Now you're double-minded because you still want to do sinful things, though you may not carry them out. But when triggered, wrath, when someone brings wrath, strife, anger, that's not triggered because you're a believer. It was already there before you became a believer. Look at what triggers your double mind, and you will see it's the way you used to be. A homosexual guy walks past you, brother. Do you get triggered to want to get with him? No, Brother James, I don't want to get with no man. Okay, you never did want to get with a man, so you're not going to be triggered. But if somebody says something to you, insults you, right now as a believer, 39, 40 years as a believer, does that bother you? Well, yeah, I will get a little angry. I will be very angry. Well, that's how you were before you got saved, right? Okay, so how do we battle this real quick? Well, the scripture is right there. Whatever anybody teaches you, they've got to back it up with scripture. And any teacher stays away from the gray area, they go right for the meat and the bones. Not the meat, the bones, the meat. Just listen. Kentucky Fried Chicken is very good, but it's got bones in it, Brother James. It's got bones in it. That's not going to stop you from eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Eat the meat, spit out the bones, man. Come on. Stupid man. Brother takes Kentucky Fried Chicken and said, Brother James, you were right. This chicken is good. I eat the meat, spit out the bones. That's what you do with the Word of God. You get right. When you're teaching, you get right to the meat, not the bones. The bones are part of the meat. So the gray areas in the Bible that you need to go back to the Greek in the Hebrew concordance, that's the Word of God. But when you want to teach somebody, you know, you don't really go there. You go right to the meat. How do you combat and win against double-mindedness? Well, first of all, James, here, chapter 4, verse 7, 8. Well, back up to chapter 1, verse 8. He is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. You're going to have to admit, my mind is unstable. I want to live for God, and I'm happy to be living for Jesus Christ, but there's some things that could trigger anger, wrath, and strife. And I'm telling you, I've told you before, the people who the devil uses, you need to have nothing to do with them. I don't care what you've been taught. Love everybody. You are going to get your spiritual throat cut. Now, you're going to get away from those coworkers and those people. You're going to walk away. But you're going to have some darts from the devil's fiery darts stuck in your soul that's going to take a good while to get them out. If someone knows you're a man or woman of God and they do evil to you, have nothing, forgive them, but you're not my kind of guy. You're not the kind of guy I want to be around. Get away from them. Chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands and purify your hearts. Now, for you believers, the issue is your hearts, which is the minds. They have to be pure. You're going to have to fix them. You're going to have to set your mind on what God wants you to do in that situation. You're going to have to purify your hearts, which is the thought life. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it. Now, the devil has something to do with it. The Bible says resist the devil. The Bible, the scripture there means resist, says, means fight the devil and win. You have to learn to fight him and win and beat him on a daily basis, just like you comb your hair. I'm going to comb my hair to the side, and I'm going to go out and whip on the devil. Double-mindedness. Purify your mind, and then get closer to God in these situations. Our time has run out. Until we meet again, the warriors of the Bible, we love you so much.